With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Writer Edward Abbey died last month of a circulatory disorder at his home in Oracle, Arizona. He was 62. Abbey may have been America's greatest defender of the American West. He was called the Laureate of the Desert, the Sage of the Southwest, the Desert Anarchist. Despite his identification with the West, Edward Abbey was born in a tiny rural town in Pennsylvania. I interviewed him last year.
When I was a kid of 17, I hitchhiked around the country, discovered the American West, fell in love with it instantly.
In 1947, after serving in the army in Italy, Edward Abbey made good his pledge to live in the promised land.
The wide open landscape, and the strange history, and the great variety of people.
For some 15 years, Edward Abbey worked 6 months a year as a National Parks Ranger.
The great beauty of that for me was that it gave me plenty of leisure time, lots of freedom. I would work 5 or 6 months a year and manage to save enough money to get through the winters.
And write. Dodd Mead published his first novel in 1954.
I entered it in a contest sponsored by Dodd Mead. I think they gave me second or third prize, and they published it. And it vanished almost instantly, and I hope it stays there.
Edward Abbey's novels and essays focused on the rape of the American West by development. In his most recent book, The Fool's Progress, he wrote of both human and environmental despair.
Sometimes when people ask me how long it takes to write a book, I say a lifetime.
Edward Abbey, dead at 62. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
The West is still being chewed up, ground up.
The voice of the late writer Edward Abbey, who died at his Arizona home last month at the age of 62. Abbey told me last year that as a young man, he left his native Pennsylvania to live and work in the West, not knowing the landscape would change.
When I first went there, I assumed naively that the country was so beautiful and it would simply remain that way.
But industrial development began to destroy the places he loved.
And that forced me to become a defender of the land.
Mainly through his fiction and essays, and also through direct action.
Given speeches and taken part in a few demonstrations, and engaged in a few illegal activities here and there.
Edward Abbey noted that resistance slowed development but did not stop it as the population grew and industry expanded.
The land, the air, the wildlife suffer. They lose.
In Edward Abbey's last novel, The Fool's Progress, published last year, the hero keeps chucking empty beer cans out of the window of his pickup, but Abbey said he didn't mind that at all.
It's exactly the sort of thing I refuse to get excited about. When the whole West and the whole planet is being destroyed by overpopulation and over-industrialization, I think it's foolish, silly, to get excited about things like beer cans along the highway.
Edward Abbey, defender of the American West, dead at the age of 62. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.